Let's start with talking about the attitude of prospecting. And oftentimes when I'm in front of a group and we start talking about the attitude of prospecting, I typically start by asking them, what are some of the things that come to mind when you think about the prospecting, the process of prospecting? And as soon as we can get past the groans and the moans and the grimaces of the face, we start to get our groups to actually verbalize what that process is mentally for them. And they describe it in phrases or feelings. And oftentimes you hear things like, well, I hate prospecting, and prospecting is very difficult, and prospecting or cold calling is a waste of time. Or then they get even deeper and describe how they describe themselves as prospectors. They say, well, I'm a rotten prospector, and I never handle phone calls very well. And, boy, when people tell me no, I just can't handle the rejection. And we take all those phrases and concepts of, about themselves and about the process, and we put a label on that, and we call that disempowering thoughts or belief systems. And those disempowering thoughts or belief systems tie directly into the resulting behavior. And if the thought process or the belief is disempowering, then chances are the ensuing behavior is going to be disempowering and not productive. And so our first part of the process is to change those disempowering beliefs and concepts into empowering beliefs and concepts, which will result in positive or empowering behaviors. As an example, if we were to take the belief system that, boy, I'm a rotten prospector. Well, what we need to do is take you through that process and say, well, how would we take that language and change it into powerful and empowering self-talk language? And it would go from I'm a rotten prospector to I am a wonderful prospector, I'm a great prospector, I'm a no-limit prospector, something like that. You'd take the concept of I hate cold calling and rephrase that to I enjoy cold calling because it's a productive activity. So the very first step in changing attitude is, first of all, identifying what are those beliefs and attitudes that you have about this prospecting process. Sit down, turn this tape off right now, and identify those. Now, if you're driving, obviously, I don't want you to pull off on the side of the road, but think through that process for a second. Unplug the tape, turn it off, and think about, God, yeah, when I think about this, I have a lot of negative attitudes about prospecting. And so the first thing that's going to have to change is your attitude about prospecting. If there's something rotten in your life or something in your life you don't like, the first thing you have to do is change your attitude about it. Which leads us into, why I believe that prospecting equals attitude. And I've taken the letters of attitude and we're going to associate a word with each letter. Before I do that, I want to kind of share with you something I heard from John Savage years ago. And he talks about in the airplane, in the cockpit of an airplane, that there's a gauge there. It's called the attitude gauge, which determines what is your attitude in relationship to the horizon. And on this gauge, you can see that if the nose of the plane is pointed towards the horizon, then you're going down. And if the attitude is pointed above the horizon, then you're going up. And so one of his favorite sayings was, your attitude will determine your altitude. And so the same thing fits here, is your attitude will determine what your altitude is. So let's deal with these letters. Let's start with A. A stands for ask. Now, for any of my listeners, and a lot of our clients have children, but I'll ask you, our listener today, and that is, if you have a child that's 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years old and they want something, be it a snack after dinner, or if they want a toy in the store, when do they typically stop asking for it? When they get it. And they ask all of the time. And at some point in time in our lives, we stop doing that. Now, without getting into a whole lot of detail, I think typically when we unlearn that behavior of asking is somewhere probably in our adolescent years, when we first get that rejection, when we approach someone for a date or a dance or something like that, and we walk across the dance floor, and we've asked for the dance, and we get that rejection. We turn around and face our peers, and they're all snickering, and, we hate that rejection, so we start to unlearn that behavior. We ask mom and dad for the car keys, and they tell us no because of certain behaviors we did or didn't do. And so we learn from rejection that we don't want rejection, so we stop asking. And in prospecting, we absolutely, positively have to ask. T stands for take time. You must take time in your daily schedule for prospecting. You must go through your planner, no matter which system that you use, be it a Franklin or a Time or a planner pad, it doesn't matter what system it is, but on a week-to-week basis, you must know in advance what time you're going to take for prospecting. In other words, you must make an appointment with your phone. Our second T stands for talk. And what I mean by talk is I mean talk to people. And talk to people all of the time. If you're in an elevator, you're in a parking garage, you're in a store waiting in line to buy tickets for the movie, constantly talk to people. Ask them what they do. When they ask you what you do, deliver what we call a USA, or unique selling approach, that will cause them to say, well, geez, that's interesting. How do you do that? And so you must talk to people. The I stands for involved. You absolutely, positively must be involved in your community, in your schools, in your churches, in your professional associations. Now, I don't begin to suggest for a second that you walk into the association the first day and say, hey, anybody want to buy anything? You know, you develop your relationships, stay involved, and sooner or later those people will come to you and say, John, listen, I understand you do something like this. Can you help me? The T stands for tenacious. You must be a tenacious prospector. Never, never give up. It has to be an ongoing process with you, which leads us to the U, which means unending. Interestingly enough, when I was in the retail insurance business, I met a fellow who was on up into his 60s and just received a Hall of Fame award here in Cincinnati. And I asked him, I said, what's the one constant throughout all your years in the business? And he said, I still have to prospect. Now, that was kind of discouraging to me for only being in the business 3 years and saying, God, I got 30 years of prospecting. But it's true. It's a never-ending process. The D stands for do. You have to do it. You may not like it. It may not be pleasurable all the time, but you must do it, which is kind of contradictory to the E. And I really believe that you need to learn somehow, some way, to enjoy the process. Larry Smith, who wrote a book, I believe it's called Networking or Improving Your Network, talks about most people when they talk about goal setting, they focus on the end goal and how much enjoyment it's going to be when they get there, only to find out that when they get there, it's over in an instant. And so his comment is you must enjoy the process all along the way.